Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know because Esther had an unconditional love in her heart, it brought many people to the Lord eventually? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, I want to talk about the gory details of Queen Esther's life. When she was taken to see the king, he was an unbeliever. He was a heathen king. She was a Jewish girl. Her mum and dad had died. She goes in for a job interview. She basically sleeps with the guy because they spend all night in the palace with the king. And there's no guarantee that she's ever going to see the king again. There's no guarantee she'll be queen. And she's putting it all out there. And, you know, the Bible says that after that first interview, when Esther was taken into the king, into his royal palace, that the king loved Esther more than all the other women. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the other women. You know, what was the key? You know what I believe Esther did when she went in there? I believe she loved this guy unconditionally. The New Testament talks about agape love. What is agape love? It's unconditional. What does unconditional mean? It means there's no conditions attached. There's no buts attached. There's no maybes or if you do this, if you do that, I will love you. No, unconditional love is the way God loved us. God loved us unconditionally. We didn't deserve his love. You know, we're all sinners and the Bible says Christ died for us when we're all sinners. This guy was a heathen king. He did not deserve the love of Esther. Esther was a beautiful Jewish girl who believed in the law of God. She believed in the Old Testament. You know, she probably prayed every night. And here she is with this unbelieving king and she goes into his palace. Now, she could have had an attitude and sort of reluctantly, you know, gone through with that. But I believe she just loved this guy. She loved him when he didn't deserve to be loved. She loved him with just, I believe, God's love. And God's love poured through her life because she loved the guy so much. She got favor with him. He made her the queen. And we know the end of the story, that because she's the queen, and we'll get into this in other episodes, she has a massive impact on the future of the Jewish race. When the Jewish race is going to be potentially annihilated out of the whole Persian Empire, she steps up, she intervenes, she does what she has to do. The Jewish people are saved. And the Bible says many, the people of the land become Jews at the end of the book of Esther. But it's all because this woman loved someone unconditionally. And this is a type of God's love for us, as I said, for this world. We look at the world, you know, there's things going on in our culture today in the West that we don't agree with scripturally. There's forms of sexuality which are being acknowledged and recognized and promoted and even celebrated, which we don't agree with. There's choices that women are making with their bodies that as Christians we don't agree with. There's government decisions being made about freedom of speech and freedoms on the internet and online, and which we don't agree with. There's drinking, there's drugs. There's so many things in our world we don't agree with. But you know what? We are still called to love the world. Not love in the sense that we sleep with people and party and all that, but that we love people unconditionally, that we don't judge them, that we don't criticize them. We just love them enough to share the gospel with them. We love them enough to tell them about Jesus. We love them enough to tell them that God so loved them that he sent his only begotten son into the world. I think as Christians, we've got to be careful that we're always filled with love for people. We should be moved with compassion, not moved with anger. And you can dress it up and say, well, it's a righteous anger because of all the sin around us. No, I disagree. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. It's the love of God that draws people to Jesus. And that love can be expressed through you and through I. So even when we do speak to people, when we share our faith with people, we should be moved with compassion, moved with love, a love that's undeserved, a love that we didn't deserve when we received it from God, and a love that God still has for the world today. So no matter how dark this world gets, no matter how messed up our society becomes, as Christians, as believers, as the people of God, we are called to let the love of God flow through us. And as we love people, and as we're motivated by love, as we're moved with the love of God, we will see the hearts of many turn to the Lord as well. The reason God has left you and I on this earth is to shine his light, is to share his gospel, is to help people find a personal relationship with Jesus. And being moved with the love of God is the best way to communicate this message.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.